Did the Staten Island dump really take a dump? Big Daddy Sitch is living his best life, and Bimini, here we come!
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin!
Oh, it's a Bimini, bitches!
Yeah, we're back! Jersey!
Hey, hey! Hey, guys, what's up? Welcome to Jersey. We're excited, a.k.a. Bimini Day. I am your girl, Nakia Monet, and I am here with the beautiful...
Miss Kiki Boom Boom. We got to use your...
Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm Kiki Boom Boom. Silly me. I forgot we're in Jersey, so okay. I'm Kiki Boom Boom.
And I'm Stacey Olivas, and you guys, staycation.
Yay, staycation. Yeah, yeah. So right now, we don't have the beautiful Mogalicious with us, and Big Daddy K-Wow is not here, so we miss the folks. We miss our family, so they will be back with us next week, and we'll definitely get to party up with the family. Staycation, how's it going, girl?
Good. Oh, my gosh. This last episode was definitely a chat show.
It was a chat show, everybody. What are your overall thoughts? How did you feel?
You know what? I kind of felt bad for Angelina in this episode. Like, it was like a little heartfelt moment. I was like, is a tear coming out of my eye right now? She really, you know, she wanted to stay, but she was grateful for this opportunity just to, like, redeem herself with the cast. So I thought that was kind of like...
It was a good one. But before we get into everything, guys, just to let you guys know, we do have some fan shout outs. We have news and gossip, and it's juicy. And guys, we have a brand new super fan page on Facebook. It's called the Jersey Shore AfterBuzz TV Facebook page. And we'll give you guys a little bit more information at the end. So that's going to be fun. So let's get into the chat show. The chat that was heard all around the world. Angelina sharded. So last week we leave off with an amazing dinner with the family. Yeah. And it's an amazing, you know, kind of bon voyage because the crew kind of tell Angelina this week, like, you know what? It was great while it lasted. Thank you for being here. But you gotta go.
And she took a dump.
You ain't gotta go home, but you gotta get the hell out of here. Yes. How did you feel like? Because I think what it is, I think because Angelina redeemed herself, and we got to know her in the 2 days that she was there. So you got to get to, like, kind of like her a little bit. So when they had to tell her that she had to leave, how did you feel?
I'm sad. I want Angelina to stay. I'm, like, one of the only people that want her to stay. But I think she's going to add to the cast. And she seems like she might have changed a little bit. And there's some, like... She's growing on them. So I'm kind of sad that she left. I hope they bring her back maybe next season.
I mean, even as it's going on, there's a little fake beef. But I think it leaves the door open for her to come back for second or third season. But I like what J-Wall says. Like, you know, we came in seven and tomorrow we're going to be seven. But it's crazy that they leave Mama Jenny to deliver
the bad news.
She's
boss mama.
This whole episode.
She's like Italian mafia boss lady. Okay.
I can just imagine her at home. Roger falls in line, and those kids fall in line. But I thought it was a pretty amazing dinner. And Angelina, we got to see a different Angelina because she redeemed herself. Whereas 6 seasons ago, it was, hello, y'all are all trash. I'm perfect.
I'm the Kim Kardashian of Jersey Shore.
You look 40. In 2018, we get the, I am so grateful to be here. Thank you guys for giving me the opportunity.
She had a piece of that humble pie. Not being on the show and seeing them all come up and hit stardom. I mean, damn, I'd be pretty regretful for that too.
I mean, K-Raw always says it. Like, she's been sitting home for 6-7 years. And I think she wasn't as smart as she thought she was. And she realized, wow. Because, you know, when the show first started, I don't think any of them knew how big this was going to get.
Yeah.
But they all stuck it out, and she just thought she was kind of better than
them. Too good,
You know? So I thought it was kind of cool to see her, like, guys,
maybe she thought she was going to get opportunities from that, too. But nothing came.
Nothing.
So you ain't nothing without Jersey. Okay.
That's a fact. So to see her kind of like... Hey guys, thank you so much for the opportunity. I'm happy. Everyone hugs it out. They go to the club one last day. And Angelina's like, you know what? This is my last day here. Let's get drunk. I haven't had a drink in a long time. And sometimes when you drink a lot, everyone's stomach tends to not agree with
them. You can't control your bowel movements.
Have you ever had a situation like this where you're out and you're drinking a lot and your stomach just doesn't agree with you?
No, but I've had situations where I'm, like, running and my stomach doesn't agree with me. But not out of, like, taking a poop at the club.
Okay. So when we left off, the preview, we see the girls in the car freaking out, but no one knew what was happening.
Yeah.
So we come into this episode, and Angelina claims she sharted. What is a shart for people who don't know what that is?
It's like when you have, oh, my God, I don't want to say this, the term... was.
Okay. Sharded is, and then, we're going to try to be, this is Jersey, so we're a little filthy. Mm-hmm. We're a little dirty. We got to be a little dirty.
Filthy and sexy at the same time.
We're dirty little hamsters, you know what I'm saying? So a shart is when you fart, but a little poop comes out. That's the best way that I can describe it. Yeah, so it's when you think you pass gas, but other little presents come out as well. That's a shart. And Angelina claims she sharted in the bed and then she shit her pants.
Because it smelled so bad.
Now, staycation, I'm going to get a little personal now. Okay. Have you ever, or do you know anyone, or has this ever happened to your friends?
Do I know anybody?
Who's ever sharted or...
I do.
Went to the bathroom on themselves.
I know of people, but I'm not going to claim that on my own. Have you?
I have never sharted or got to that point, but I've had moments where, like, I was driving with my friend. Uh-huh. We were, like, in high school. He was driving, and I had to go to the bathroom so bad.
Like,
I
was like number one or number two?
Number two.
Okay.
Had to go really bad, and I was like, bro, you need to pull over right now. Like, right, I was, like, almost crying, and he pulled over, and we found a restaurant, and I went to the bathroom, and he saved a day. But I never had an Angelina.
I've peed in my pants waiting in line in the restroom.
Yeah, I've definitely done that.
Sorry, guys. Berry Farm.
We're dirty little hamsters. It's the theme right now. So our girl Angelina, I think Angelina thought this would be a funny joke. It's my last day. And the joke didn't really go over well because she doesn't really know their sense of humor. And it got to from sharding to shitting in your pants.
Yeah, and it got a little gross, too. And the guy's like, we ain't that comfortable with you yet.
Right.
Like, but she's trying to fit in. She's really trying to fit in. So she's really trying to get them to like her.
And it just didn't work because it went from our sharded to guys. Actually, no, it's period. Beep, period, doo doo.
And that's then almost taking off her panties to show them.
To show.
I wish she kind of would have just went all the way and showed them.
And just showed them, right?
Yeah.
What are you doing in that Okay, in that situation, did you notice how pissed off Dina was? Dina was aggravated.
Yeah.
Dina was like, this is disgusting. And I think it's because, like, I love Dina. And, like, we talk, like, Dina's the auntie Dina. Yeah. Dina kind of sits in the corner. She's waiting to be heard. They kind of make fun of her. So I feel like when Angelina was there, it was kind of like Team Angelina, and we kind of left auntie Dina alone.
Dina, like, fell in the dark, huh?
So I felt like Dina was a little aggravated, and she wasn't here for it. And, yeah.
I saw that, too. I think she just, like, I don't know. She was probably drunk and wanted some attention.
Yeah. Well, isn't also Dina, like, her replacement, technically?
Yes! So thank you, Juliet. Attention on... Angelina causes Dina to, you know, it's a competition right now.
Shout out to Juliet, our amazing engineer in the booth. Thank you so much. That is a good point. Dina is her replacement. So I think Auntie Dina kind of feels threatened once. Mm-hmm. Because I think when she thinks Angelina's there, she thinks the whole crew is going to hate her.
Yeah.
And everyone's going to want to get rid of Angelina. But Angelina's there and Snooki now likes Angelina.
Snooki even said, you know what, Angelina, I fart in my sleep. So I love it. Don't feel that bad.
They had a bonding moment. That was amazing. So
funny.
Angelina's joke didn't go over as well. She's like, I don't want you guys to think I'm a pig. And she's crying. Like, this is a side I don't think any fan or Jersey fan has ever seen a side of Angelina because we know her from being, like, the mean girl.
Yeah.
So to see her kind of being vulnerable and she actually wants these people, it's like high school.
Yeah.
She wants them to like them.
Except me.
She wants to be in the group
chat.
They're
like superstars right now. Sorry, guys. Yeah. But they are pretty famous, so...
Angelina just wants to be in the group chat, and they say, maybe we'll allow you to come in the group chat. That's kind of shady. They're so shady. Like, come on, guys. But she feels really bad, and Snooki and her bond, and Snooki's like, girl, it's okay.
Yeah.
Why are you crying? It's a fart. I fart in my sleep all the time. So we see her kind of leaving peacefully, and they give her the grand outro with...
I loved that. That was so creative. Rolling out the trash bag for the carpet. Oh my God, I loved that. That was so funny.
The best part was actually her sense of humor and her actually accepting that. Mm-hmm. Because they didn't know what they were going to get. They didn't know if they were going to get Angelina pissed.
Yeah.
They didn't know she was going to be happy. But I like that she laughed. So I think, like, to answer your question, I think even Morgan, I think there will be room for her in season two.
Yeah.
I know now her and J-Wall not really getting along, but I feel like when these guys fight, they get over it in the next day.
I think they're introducing her a little bit and then maybe they'll bring her on more next season. I hope. I want some, like, new Jersey blood.
Question for you, though. Do you think Sammy's sitting at home watching all this, like, okay, Angelina's back? Maybe I should show up for season 2/season 3.
Please come back. But I think she's Ronnie. But the Ron situation. Like, her boy, she's in a serious relationship right now. Ron is just a mess. And he's going to, like, still in love with her. So he's going to try to mess up that relationship. So she's probably like, Jersey Shore, my relationship.
That is very true. And I can see something shady, like she would agree to come, and then I can see like production, like, let's bring Jen, Ron's baby mama. And then it's just so much tension drama. But hey, it makes good TV for us. We want to see the mess.
Yes, Sammy, come back. We need you.
So speaking of the mess, our girl Angelina is gone. Everybody is happy. I mean, they miss her, but you know, the crew needs a vacation. And where do they go?
Bimini!
Bimini,
bitches! Woo!
I need a vacation. Yes! Bimini!
I didn't even know what Bimini was.
I've heard of it once because a friend of mine went.
Uh-huh.
And then when they said, I was like, oh, okay, that's in the Bahamas. It's right next to Miami.
Okay, that's nice.
So it's, I feel like it's like a 20-minute boat ride. Yeah. So the crew gets to Bimini. They are living their best lives. They're going snorkeling. They're ducking in. Mike the Sitch, Big Daddy Sitch.
What's hiding his situation?
He's
really
insecure. Now, we talked about this. We said we think Mike looks really good.
No, yeah, he's tiny still. I don't, from what he eats, like, I'm like,
that guy's
what's
a trash
your
can.
Metabolism like?
Mike's a trash can, but he felt a little insecure. But I think what I do like about Mike, he's not that one friend that, you know, you have that friend who's like, I don't want to do anything, and they have kind of like a sourpuss the whole day. Mike still was like, yes, come on, guys.
He's laughing with them, eating like his little tortilla wrap, whatever he was eating, but he was enjoying.
He was living his best life, and I think, like, Mike explained, like, Lauren's coming down in a few days, and he's getting ready to propose to her, and he just wants to have a good time. Yeah. And
but I want him to still have fun and, like, you know, be involved, jump in the water.
I hope at the end of the season we get to see the situation.
Yes, the situation. Come back, please. Stop that shirt.
Well, Mike does say, I like my foods.
Big Daddy Sitch.
Big Daddy Sitch got a dad bod.
Dad bod.
But what Mike doesn't understand, we love dad bods.
So you got to show it.
Do you like, would you, okay, dad bod or abs?
I don't even care.
Okay, me neither. Like, give me both. I don't care.
Give me, yeah.
I don't mind the jiggle. More jiggle, more the more it wiggles. I don't know. I'm trying to rhyme, but I like
more to hold on to.
Yeah, more to hold. What do guys say? The more to hold on to. Like, I want some of those roles.
I think he's still cute. I think he needs to just live it up. But I guess being next to Pauly D, being next to Vinny, Ron. He's probably, like, a little insecure.
Yeah, because they all got great bodies. Yeah. Even Vinny, the Keto just Guido.
The Keto Guido. Even Snook. I mean, Snooki's lost a lot of weight.
Snooki, J-Wall looks amazing. Auntie Dina's 2 feet tall, so she's, like, tiny. You can put her in your pocket. Angelina looks great, so he would. But I think he looks really good. So Mike just wants to live his best life. All he wants to do is sit in the room, order room service, eat his little face out. And the roommates just don't understand.
No, because that's his coping mechanism, I feel like. Like, I mean, if the party's going on, like, crazy around you, I'd be eating, too, if I can't drink anything.
Right. So that's the thing. Like, I get everyone's always like, Mike, all you do is eat. And I feel like they're a little upset at him. But I'm like, guys, remember, he's a recovering addict.
Yes.
He needs to do something. There's people who need to clean. They become OCD.
Yeah.
There's people who need to drink tons of water or eat. And his coping mechanism is eating food.
And he's around the people that the kind of, like, spearheaded, you know, like partying ways and it's crazy, like raised before. So, I mean, you're back around those people. It's probably hard.
That's why I give it to him, because people who are recovering addicts, sometimes they can't be around all that. For him to sit to be positive, a.k.a. we joke and we say the movie Get Out, the sucking place, but to be this new, positive, amazing Mike, to still be around your friends, to still show them love, even when him and Ronnie are taking digs at each other, I still commend him for that.
Yes, I could not stay in a Miami club sober.
Hello.
With that one drink.
And Miami club's going to like 7 a.m.
And I don't know how, we'll talk about that later in the news, where they're at now, this next season.
They might, that's what I'm saying, like, Miami I don't know. Mike's going to probably gain.
Not today, Satan.
Not today, Satan. Mike will probably gain 100 pounds. But Mike is living his best life, but the crew is ready to go, and Mike has a boo-boo. This has been a real shitty episode, I'll say this. Mike has a situation because he ate a lot of food, but he was taking too long, and the crew was mad, and Mama Jenny spearheaded that.
Have you ever had a food coma?
Yeah.
Those things are real.
We call it the itis when we eat. usually people of color. For those my people of color listening, hey, y'all. Hey. We tend to say you get the itis, which means after you eat a really good, heavy meal, you take a nap. It's
take
a food
a
coma.
Yeah.
So I'm like, what are you guys talking about? Mike has a food coma. They think he's being inconsiderate. Do you think he's being inconsiderate?
No, I think Jenny J-Wow is being inconsiderate.
Okay, let's bring this up. Okay.
She has been really hard on him. And then the next episode, seeing that.
What is that? Okay. We love Jenny. We love J-Wow. She's Mama J.
Uh-huh.
But for some reason, lately, she's been kind of hard on Mike, and I think it's a little weird because Mike kind of trusted her to find the ring and the engagement ring.
Yeah.
So I'm a little confused of why she's always calling him out.
I don't know.
And no one, and I feel like if she's not calling Angelina out, if she's not calling Dina out, she's calling Mike out. And it's like those three are kind of on the out, though they're in.
Yeah.
It's like they're the outside because she would never call Paulie out.
And the thing is, they all follow her.
Yeah.
So JWoww doesn't want Angelina there.
They're all.
She's not going to be there. So is Mike next on the chopping
Come
block?
On.
Please no.
I hope not. Okay, I will say she did give it to Ronnie, and I did like. Yes. And okay, her and Nicole did. Okay, sorry,
yeah,
Jamie.
She is, yeah.
Jamie, I take that back. You have literally given it to almost everyone. She just didn't give it to Paulie yet or Vinny yet.
Yes.
But everyone has been under Mama J's thumb, and
backhand.
She is not playing.
No.
So I was a little upset, though, because I'm like, all right, guys, it's Mike. He's harmless. He's not mean. I get that you guys have to leave. Either leave him or maybe he can catch you guys there.
Yeah.
But they were determined to leave him to close that door.
And then they all followed her because she's like, I don't want to, or she wants to get there on time.
Yeah. Do you think they're scared of Jenny?
Yes. Everyone is. Did you see her last or before when she backheaded Mike? I'd be scared of her, too.
Are you guys scared of Jenny?
Are you guys scared of JWoww?
If you guys are listening, shout out to all of you guys, those who listen to us on iTunes. We really do appreciate you because a lot of times we give a shout out to our fans on YouTube. Those are the people who can visually see us. But those who are listening, you guys are also very important to us. So if you guys are listening to us on iTunes, make sure you guys give us thumbs up, 5 stars, and leave us some comments. Let us know if you think JWoww's out of control. Let us know if you think everyone's scared of JWoww. Let us know if you are still Team Angelina. And let us know all other things. Show us some love.
Any dirt you guys can find, because we love hearing it. The fans, bring it.
Bring it, guys. We love it. We love talking to you. We love interacting with you. So if you guys can do us the big favor, we are really humble, like our girl Angelina. We will eat that humble pie. If you can give us 5 stars, we will greatly appreciate it. And shout out to you guys on YouTube as well. For those who don't know, we do have a live chat on YouTube.
Yeah, hit us up right now. We want to mention you guys in the show today.
Yeah. So we
let
have
us know your thoughts on this episode.
Yeah, let us know how you feel because we give our thoughts and we talk about what we would love to hear because everything that we say, everyone doesn't agree with us, which is also awesome. And I love that people, you don't have to agree with us. So let us know how you feel and we'll give you some feedback and you give us some feedback.
Yes.
So thank you guys. But yeah, everyone's just trying to live their best life. The crew is out here and the one person who needs to be living their best life is Vinny, because Paula is on her way to Bimini.
Yes.
Not Bimini, Miami.
And Uncle Nino.
And Uncle Nino.
Him. I can't wait till he gets in the hot tub with some of the girls.
When was the last time we seen Mama Paula and Uncle Nino?
It's been a while.
Do we miss them or not?
I miss Uncle Nino. I think he's so funny.
So, Mama Paula, if you are listening or watching, the AfterBuzz TV family at Jersey Shore over here, we love Italian cooking. And if you ever feel the need...
And we love you.
We love you. Vinny is a keto Guido. Mm-hmm. Well, actually, ketos, they do eat a lot of meats and stuff. But if you would ever love to cook for us, Mama Paula, we would greatly appreciate it. We got you. We love you. But how cute is it that she's calling her son for a month... He's not picking up, and Mama flies down to Miami.
That was so cute. A month?
He's
talked to his mom in a month.
I'm sure they probably talked. But, you know, Mama's calling her son, and he's, you know.
He's been away, though.
Yeah. Have you ever, like, had a moment where your mom or one of your parents or someone is calling you, and they can't get a hold of you?
Every day.
Do the extreme? Let me tell you guys. My mom, I'm the only child. Uh-huh. So I am my mom's best friend, like, a.k.a. Grey Gardens.
Yeah.
For those who have not seen that movie, please Google it. That's going to be me and my mom. If my mom can't text me, find me, or call me, she would then go on my Facebook and message me and be like, hey, girl, everything okay? And I'm like, what do you think? I'm just on Facebook chilling if I don't answer my text?
That is so funny.
Yeah, she's crazy. Then she'll text me. And then if she thinks I'm ignoring her, she'll text me something random like, hey, I'm thinking about sending you some money. So she thinks
you're
I'm
like, okay.
I'm like, hey, thanks, Mom. So I get Mama Paula in the house.
She's missing her son.
Yeah, and they were looking for someone to clean and cook.
Well, you got it all in one.
And she's there. And
whoever that guy has to marry, she needs to, like, live up to Mama Paula.
Okay.
Because she's, like...
Vinny is a mama's boy, which we love. Mom. And he is the Italian boy.
Uh-huh.
I'm from New York, so I think I've been witnessed because I have some Italian friends.
Yeah.
So I think I can say that, like, usually Italian kids, especially Italian boys, their mothers dote on them. Their mothers love them. And for those listening, you can let me know too, because I am not Italian. I just have Italian friends, honorary Italian. The mothers love their kids and especially their sons. And he's a typical Staten Island dude. And Mom and Uncle flew with a suitcase of sausages to Miami to cook for the roommates.
I love that.
But how do you think that's going to be with a full house with Mama, Lauren's on her way?
It's going to be a full house.
Come on now.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? Like, do you think it's going to get, like, juicy or?
I don't think it's going to be drama, though. I think it's going to be, like, happy family loving type stuff.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, bring in Jen or someone else from the outside.
See, now, guys.
News it's going to be like a happy, loving, you know, that proposal is going to be next week.
Ooh, maybe Paulo will make like an amazing dish. Have you ever like dated a guy where his mom was like too overbearing or like in your relationship business?
Yeah. Where like the mom calls you. But yeah. I'm Hispanic, so that's our families are like families in like, the mix. Yeah,
I love that though. Like my best friend's also Hispanic. So she's like, yeah, my mom is
all, the family drama.
Yeah, all in the situation. But like, is that a turnoff or a turn on? Like if a guy's mom, it's kind of like, not like the whole call. The calling part is cool, but if the mom is just like at the house cooking, doing his laundry, would that be a turnoff for you? Like, say
if
you
she didn't like me, yeah.
Say if you guys like live together, and you guys are married, and mom is still coming over, doing his laundry, cooking his food, tucking him into bed.
I'd like it. I'd be like, less work for me.
I think I'd like it too. I'd be like, can you also tuck me in?
Please.
But then it reminds me of that episode of Sex and the City when Charlotte and Trey and Trey's mom, Bunny, was doing the most. So that's where it's like, I joke and say I like it, but I don't know how much I would like it because it's a little bit too much, especially when you're married.
Yeah.
I know Vinny's not married yet, but it comes to a point like, is that where you tell your mom, like, all right, mom.
It's enough.
You need to back off?
Yeah.
Or maybe you tell your mom, hey, you and my new wife, maybe you can teach her some recipes and maybe share. But I think it's a little...
Especially in the Italian culture, they, like, move in with the parents sometimes. Yeah.
So how would you feel if your mom, say you're out in Vegas living your best life and your mom pops up, Stacey, what are you doing, staycation?
I don't know. Oh, my God. I'd probably be shocked. My mom would not show up in Vegas. She hates that place.
But just what if? What if she can't find you and she just has to show up?
Then I'd be like, we got to party together then.
You're a lit steak. That's why your name is Staycation.
Why not? You wouldn't party with your mom?
No. I mean, my mom's cool, but like... There's still some things I wouldn't do with my mom. My mom is really
cool. Well, I wouldn't
cool.
be, like, getting buck wild.
But, yeah,
with
my mom
showed
up. I would definitely turn up with my mom. But my mom wouldn't turn up. She'd be like, my mom has a sip of a wine cooler, and she's like, oh, I'm drunk. I'm like, girl, bye.
Girl, bye.
It's cray-cray. But, yeah, this was a pretty interesting episode. I mean, like, we've always been saying going forward, like, the episodes have been kind of, like, slow. Then it got crazy for the last two episodes.
Yeah.
It's doing this dip. But we've seen, I guess, in the previews, it might get a little crazy, and we only have a few episodes left. So, you know.
Which seems kind of crazy, because why are you going to pick on Mike?
I know.
Why you got to pick on Big Daddy Sitch?
Big
he is not
Daddy
doing anything wrong.
Sitch. Oh, guys. So overall thoughts, how would you categorize this episode? Like, did you think this episode was needed, or were you like, all right, this is...
It was a little slow.
I think
it was a little slow, and I think next episode is going to be a little slow, and then we're going to hit some, like, high points. Yeah, high points.
All right.
Some craziness.
All right.
I want to see some more baby mama drama.
That's what
because
I want to see.
Because I've been watching it in the Instagram feed or the Instagram stories, and those are crazy.
And that's what I want to see. Yeah. But you guys tell us what you want to see. And speaking of, let's get into some fan shout outs.
Woo! We love you guys.
We love our fans. So I'm going to read a few shout outs and some of your comments, and we love you. So we'll start with iTunes first, since we love our iTunes family. Ann O says, the podcast for ages for Jersey Shore fans. Angelina is full of Markley. She still wants to say negative things. She still wants to say negative things about the girls. Haters always love a haters. Love you guys keeping us together. Thanks, girl. And we got another 5 stars from Jersey. HRW, and they just wrote How to Love. We got something from Grateful Sarai, another 5 stars. Thank you.
Thank you.
She says, I love to hear others' opinions on all things Jersey Shore. These folks put on a lot of fun and passion into making these shows with good research and insider guests. Thanks, girl. I have learned a lot about the show and how others view the cultural phenomenon. Much love to you all. Best. And her Jersey Shore name is Susie Soprelista.
Ooh.
She used the name Generation, the generator.
Oh, my God. We got to look that up.
Let's do that. Shout out to you, Sozi Soparista. Let's go to iTunes. Shout out to Ann Posada. She said, I loved y'all show tonight. That was last week. She said, yeah, Angelina ends up leaving. So the outfits they were wearing tonight are the same ones they wore in the second time I saw them. And it seems as if they were on their way to party, which means they could end up showing again.
Yeah, because she appeared with them again. Or possibly appeared with them again.
Ah.
We need to get her back on to get... give us some dirt and deets of what went down in the club.
All right. Shout out to you, Michael Santos, again. Michael said, thanks, guys, for the shout out. We love you. Karen Rodriguez, shout out to you. Karen said, I just caught up with this episode. And K-Wow, it definitely does seem produced. To me, this episode seems, it was actually acted throughout, LOL.
You know what? This episode, last episode, especially with Vinny's mom coming. And then them complaining about our house isn't clean. We need a cleaning lady.
And then she shows up magically. So
and the proposal.
It was a little much. Yeah. But we love it. We love the drama. Give it the drama. We love you guys. So thank you guys for all the shout outs. And make sure you guys, again, leave us some comments and some shout outs on iTunes and Facebook. Yes. Our new Facebook group and iTunes, Facebook, and YouTube. Let's get into some news and gossip.
News and gossip. AfterBuzz TV News. Oh my gosh, you guys. So much crazy stuff went down because the next season, the cast is filming in Vegas.
Woo!
That is going to be crazy. And already there's some drama going down in Vegas. We have a video. Well, we have a picture up there to show you of Vinny and the Big Daddy Sitch flying on their way out to Vegas.
Wait a minute. So season 2 is going to be filmed in Vegas.
That is going to be crazy.
Hold on. Hold your horses.
Paulie's going to be DJing.
Hold on to your seats. Papa K-Wild, if you're listening to this, and to our fans, we are in L.A. They are filming season 2 in Vegas. I'm just saying,
road trip.
If Mama Paula popped up in Miami, why can't we pop up in Vegas? We're planning.
Let's do it.
Sorry,
let's
staycation.
No, I'm like so excited just watching this. And then Ronnie, you know, the drama never stops with this guy.
What did he do?
So funny though. He just brings it. So TMZ reported they got some video footage of him already getting in a fight on the second episode or the second day of filming.
Wait a minute.
And he's getting in a fight with some pedestrian, and he's calling. I think he was saying like I'm Gucci or something in that fight.
What?
So I don't know what's going on, but they had to hold him back. His security had to hold him back from fighting.
So for those who are listening to us via the podcast, we're showing a video from TMZ, and it's a video that a fan caught, and it is the crew is shooting at the Flamingo Hotel in Vegas, and Ronnie is full on fighting with a guy, and there's tons of security in yellow shirts trying to hold this guy back while the cameras are there filming.
Yes, the cameras are filming, and we want to know why they're fighting. Is it because his baby mama lives in Vegas, maybe she's there at the pool party or something?
Oh my goodness.
Down.
We're going to Vegas.
It's
going to
get crazy.
K-Wow, we're going to Vegas. I'm sorry. You're absolutely right. They're all in Vegas.
Yes.
And this drama is literally happening at the same time because we always catch the Ronnie and Jen drama, and they're all in Vegas.
He's living in Vegas. Paulie's living
in Vegas.
Guys,
we're going to Vegas. We are going to Vegas.
And we kind of know. We heard last episode we were talking about it, how they can't really film in Jersey anymore.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we're on the road now.
I see season 3. They're coming to L.A. Wow, Vegas.
Please come to L.A.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, and some other news. Big Daddy Sitch is going to go to court soon.
Oh, no. When?
For his arraignment in June 20th.
Damn it. So well, maybe that makes sense while they're filming right now.
Do you think they're going to film that?
Of course they are. The cameras are... Listen, let me tell you something. This is a reality TV. Uh-huh. The cameras are everywhere. The cameras were there when Ronnie's fighting. And I think what MTV's doing is they're filming up to his trial. I mean, this was reported yesterday, and that's day 2. I think they're going to film all week, and they're going to film up to his trial. And we're going to see if he's going to go to jail or not. Oh my God, season 2 is going to be late.
Do you think this is going to affect like if he goes to jail or not?
I think...
You think he's headed to the pen?
I don't think he's going to go to jail. I don't know. And I think if he does, though, it's going to... I think they're going to give him probation or something.
Yeah.
And I think MTV might work something out because they're filming and they might show like, hey, this is his job. He's a really good guy.
Hey, look, he's an inspiration on TV
exactly.
now.
You know what I'm saying? So I do see... Even if he does, is on probation, he has to stay in Jersey. I mean, the new format is the girls are going to be going home anyway.
Yeah.
So I can see them going home to visit Mike, or Mike will be living it up in Jersey.
Okay.
He's the man. Like, K-Ron,
we
always
say,
if it wasn't for him and, like, Snooki, they were the big stars of Jersey Shore. So you can't lose. You can lose Angelina, but you cannot lose the situation.
And his situation is under construction right now, but it soon will be back. We're rooting for you.
I want to see those abs.
Yes. And some other news. DJ Pauly D is going to be DJing the MTV Movie Awards.
Nice.
Movie TV Awards. Woo!
That's awesome. Shout out to our Jersey Shore fam.
He's doing big moves.
We love it.
Yeah.
Thank you, Staycation.
Yeah.
Well, since we're talking about Mike, let's get into some predictions. All right.
Now, your AfterBuzz TV
predictions. It is getting juicy.
Yes.
Season 2, they are filming. But we got a few episodes left. So what do you think? Know. What are you predicting what's going to happen next?
So I think Jenny's going to get in a fight with Mike. I think she's kind of making it more about her. I think maybe there's like a little jealousy because he's going to propose.
I know.
This is a big thing for him.
This is huge.
It's so cute hearing what he's going to say and when how he's going to propose. Oh, I love it.
He's amazing.
And I think that we got some Jen baby mama drama. Oh, yeah, because Instagram stories, we had a fan shout out that actually reached us on YouTube, Jessica Astor, and she told us that Jen, last week we were talking about the picture she posted on Instagram with Tucci, I think her name was, she's an Instagram model kind of, she's been on Maxim and stuff, but that she's a Hollywood madame, and she's hanging out with Jen. And
what?
I guess Jen's dad's car, she took a picture of it and the windshield was bashed in. So I don't know if Roddy did this or what was going down, but she was hanging out with that Tucci girl recently.
Who's a madam.
Who's a madam.
Allegedly.
What's a madam for people who don't know?
So a madam is the fancy word for a female pimp who, you know, she has ladies that work for her and she gets these ladies of the night in the daytime in Vegas.
Yeah.
Jobs,
yeah.
And they get paid for their lady jobs.
And yeah, and Ronnie's ex, or I don't know if they're together. We don't know. If you guys know, let us know.
Whoa. And her Instagram post, right.
And so who knows?
No
the
shade
connection.
To strippers
no,
or madams because we love it. Ladies, yeah. Miss Independent, do your thing. There's been some really famous, like Heidi Fleiss, like there's been really famous madams
it's
doing
it. It's been going on.
Men
for
do
ages.
It all the time.
Yeah.
Why not? But it's very interesting because Jen and her were in that picture last week and she wrote new phone, who dis? Like, pretty much, like, with her girl Tucci, like, we're living our best
Tucci
lives.
Cash.
And now they're in Vegas filming, so I can't wait to see all of this drama.
So Jen Astor from YouTube, thank you so
Shout
much.
Shout out to
for
Jen for the exclusive.
Sharing that. Oh, my gosh. That was,
what?
Like, a huge exclusive. Yeah, so who knows if her, he, Ronnie, bashed in her windshield. Her dad's car.
Those listening on iTunes and YouTube,
we
tell us
know
what
this.
You think.
Yes,
we're going to take
tell
a poll.
Us what you think.
We're going to take a poll. Do you think it was Ronnie that bashed in her windshield or not? I'm going to sip my tea.
I think so.
I think so, too. predictions, I think it was Ron that busted that girl's windows.
Yeah.
And if you guys don't know, there's a song by Jasmine Sullivan called I Bust the Windows Out Your Car.
What is the access code?
So, that's all I know. Something Broken Heart.
Yeah, I love that song.
Ronnie is homegirl that busts the windows out the car. But I do predict for next week, I think it's going to be a big blow, but it's sad because Mike is just trying to live his best life. So I don't understand what J-Wall's whole motive is. But they're all still good friends today, so I don't think it's anything bad. But I do think with Vinny's mom being there, it might be a little like weird
awkward,
or problematic.
But I don't think it's going to be that much drama next week.
Yeah, no, I don't think.
Not
I think
too much.
This is going to be, because we only have 4 or 3 episodes left. So I think going forward, it's going to be smooth. And I think like the season finale is going to be crazy. And I think because in this episode, we've seen a lot of jazz between Ronnie and Mike. And I think there's going to be a big blowout at the end.
Oh, my God.
I'm just saying.
It's going to get crazy.
It's going to get crazy.
It's going to get crazy, guys.
We're crazy. You're crazy. We love you guys.
We love you guys.
Thank you so much. Staycation, tell the folks where they can find you.
You guys can follow me all over social media at Stacey Olivas. Oh, my gosh. Hit us up on the YouTube. Let us know what you thought about this episode. Give us the dirt because we find out so much cool information from you guys. You guys are like number one PIs. We're like number two.
Yeah, you guys are amazing. You guys are our number one detectives.
Yes.
You can find me on all social media at Kiki Boom Boom. And make sure you guys check out, we have a brand new Facebook fan page.
Yeah.
It is called Jersey Shore After Buzz TV on Facebook. You guys can catch us on YouTube. You guys can follow us on all social media at the Buzz TV. And we'll be snooping this week. And make sure you guys let us know how you're, what you're finding out about the Jersey Shore peeps.
Yeah.
It's been real, y'all.
Woo!
Bye.
Thanks for watching.
Cabs are here.
Cabs are here.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later, bitches!
Views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.